So we are talking about the kingdom of God coming in our lives, which is another way of talking about his government. As I said before, my mum used the expression, "It's not all beer and Skittles, dear," very frequently when she wanted me to see that my life wasn't going to be straightforward all the time and she couldn't cushion me against it. I recently tripped over this by A.W. Tozer, and it's so pertinent to this whole message of God's government, I thought I'd share it with you. If God has singled you out to be a special object of his grace, you may expect him to honour you with stricter discipline and greater suffering than less favoured ones are called upon to endure. If God sets out to make you an unusual Christian, he's not likely to be as gentle as he usually is pictured by popular teachers. A sculptor doesn't use a manicure set to reduce the rude, unshapely marble to a thing of beauty. The saw, the hammer, and the chisel are cruel tools, but without them the rough stone must remain forever formless and unbeautiful. To do his supreme work of grace within you, he will take from your heart everything you love most. Everything you trust in will go from you. Piles of ashes will lie where your most precious treasures used to be. That's from his little book, That Incredible Christian, pages 122 to 124. Loss and deprivation are things we don't want to think about, let alone address. But if we're going to stay the course, we need to understand his ways with us. We must remember that the people of Israel knew his works, but Moses knew his ways. There's a complete difference. Chalk and cheese again. It's what we all seek after, the works of God, the healings, the deliverance, provision, happiness, comfort. But Moses, now that man knew God himself. And he knew just how God might see things and his ways. If your heart is really set on going the full distance with Christ, then it's imperative you begin to learn his ways. And as Tozer has pointed out, if you're a special object of his desire, his favour, the likelihood is that things will be more, not less, difficult for you. Favour has a way of stripping you down to the barest essentials. Take Mary, Jesus' mother. Here she is, a young girl, engaged to be married, and suddenly she has a heavenly visitor who addresses her as being highly favoured. The next thing she finds is she's pregnant. Now, in the culture of that time, where proof had to be shown of virginity after the consummation of the marriage, she finds herself pregnant. That, my friend, is favour in action. She is now very likely to be stoned to death if her condition is discovered. Death and favour walk hand in hand, as Tozer says again, to do his supreme work of grace within you. He will take from your heart everything you love most. Everything you trust in will go from you. Piles of ashes will lie where your most precious treasures used to be. He will reign supreme in your heart. Everything else will take second place. Still want to be a disciple? Stick with the program, beloved. Stick with the program.